BC's SOGI 123 framework is once again in the spotlight, as the 1 million March for Children hit the streets of Surrey and other cities across the country. Here's a brief look at what SOGI is, and isn't. SOGI 123, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, is a framework that was adopted into all schools in the province in 2016 by the BC Liberal government, under then Education Minister Mike Bernier. It was created by educators, the Education Ministry and some school districts to be a set of available tools for staff to create inclusive environments in the classrooms. SOGI is not a curriculum. SOGI Inclusive Education is an approach that fosters a safe, respectful and inclusive learning environment for all students, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity, reads an explainer on the Surrey School District's website. It promotes diversity, empathy, and respect, fostering a welcoming and inclusive learning environment for every child. The implementation of SOGI came from a government directive for schools in the province to update their anti-bullying policies to include the protection of 2SLGBTQ+ people. Surrey Schools states that allowing students to see themselves represented in classrooms with how and what they learn is crucial. Teachers in the district introduce topics to the class in a manner that is appropriate for that grade, the district adds. Helping teachers are also posted at schools to help educators navigate SOGI 123 in their classrooms, as all staff are directed by district policy to ensure that homophobic and/or transphobic discrimination is eliminated and inclusion is promoted. While neither SOGI nor SOGI 123 are prescribed curriculum, teachers are encouraged to integrate them throughout their practice to create safe, welcoming, and inclusive learning environments. SOGI is thus embedded. There are no SOGI units. Inclusion is not optional, the district states. Part of the resource is to also raise awareness about the harmful impacts of discrimination against those in the queer community. The Surrey School District says the concern over sexually explicit materials in schools is one of the misconceptions about SOGI 123. There is no pornographic or explicit content in any curriculum taught in our schools, a district fact sheet says. SOGI inclusive education and resources address topics like diverse identities, family diversity, stereotypes, bullying and name-calling. A school district explainer notes that SOGI is not a prescribed curriculum or distinct program, and stresses that all topics are introduced in ways appropriate to the age group in question. All Surrey School students learn about respect and compassion, while more complex topics such as discrimination and injustice are explored in a developmentally and in an age-appropriate manner. Educators are equipped with tools to provide facts, foster empathy, and help students understand and respect each other, the district states. Through Surrey Schools, a pamphlet is available online in different languages for parents, guardians and students to learn more about SOGI 123 and what it looks like in practice. The resource is available in English, Punjabi, Cantonese, Mandarin and French. Families are also encouraged to reach out to their children's schools and teachers to learn more about SOGI. With files from Anna Burns.